there was a number of young people were kicking the panels of the portraits of the 1916 signatories that we put up last year for the celebrations of the 100 years anniversary of 1916. That was kicked in from the back. There's about 8 or 9 panels there with a photograph of all the 1916 leaders, plus our people who died over the conflict years. They've been kicked in now. Looking at it from a distance, you wouldn't think there's any damage, but up close, the panels is all cracked and they have to be replaced, as far as I know. So there's at least 6 of them that is badly damaged out of 7 or 8 panels that we have there. So it's going to cost a lot of money, and we think it's around about £2,000 damage cost.
And as it was to mark the centenary, many people will be disheartened over this.
It's a lovely display. The way the feeling is at the present time, it's just anger among the community, because basically it was the community that helped that brought us the Republican Monument about, and the signatures, the proclamation signatures as well. So the community is angry at this, and in my opinion, for anybody with any information about it, they come forward, because I would love to talk to these young people's families, their mothers and fathers, to find out why that they could vandalise this. Now, nobody has looked at this at all. Even the monument there about 15 years has never been looked at all, never been touched. And here we have these portraits of the men of 1916 and our Republican dead over the conflict vandalised. It's just not acceptable in our community. And as I said, I'm looking to talk to the parents of these children just to find out why they vandalised this.